One weekend I was walking up near the east end of Lansford, up near the railroad station between Lansford and Escohoning, near the old stripping area. Fazio's had a stripping area, and then they also, they had a large shed there. It looked like a large garage and all that. I used to pass it every now and then, you know, wonder what was in it. And one Saturday I just happened to open the door and I saw this beat up old car in there, and in the front seat was a mannequin, a woman mannequin. It kind of startled me. I thought, you know, with the way the light was, the backlit and all that, almost looked like a real person, you know, sitting there in the behind of this battered up car. So I opened the door and took some pictures of, you know, this mannequin sitting in the front seat of this car. And I came home and developed them, and I thought they were, you know, all right. The next week I went back up, and the mannequin's gone. So I thought, oh, goodness, you know, here I want to take some more pictures, and the thing's gone. So I get out and roam around the area, you know, and there I find the mannequin laying in the grass somewhere, and someone had put a hole right through the mannequin's head, a bullet hole through, I guess they're using it for target practice. So I took some pictures there, you know. And this happened every few weeks or some. I'd go back. It would either be changed or something like that. If it was the same place, maybe I would move it or something or something. It all depends on the lighting and the conditions or something like that. Well, this was the summer. And it just so happened that it went from the summer to the fall, and the rain started to fall on it, and then the plaster started to come off a little bit, and it started to crack, you know. And then it went from, I photographed it from the fall into the winter. The snow was on it, and the weeds would fall on top of it, and wherever it fell, I would photograph it, you know. Of course, and all this time, it was deteriorating more and more, you know. Pieces were falling off here and things like that. And then it went, when it would rain, you could almost see the tears coming down the face, you know, the water flowing down the face. And then after the winter with the cold and all that, then it deteriorated a lot more and it started to really crack. And then it went up into the spring, you know. And by that time, it was starting to become less of a mannequin, just a shell of what it was. And then the following summer and all that, it finally, someone had thrown it on the road, and I guess a car went over it or something like that, and it almost like flattened it out, you know. But that final picture, when it was laying in this puddle of water, it almost looked like the thing was rising, like it was rising in the air. What happened is the reflection of the sky in the water, it almost felt like the mannequin was rising, you know. And after I made all these pictures, you know, I made hundreds of them, you know, in the course of the year, the deterioration of the mannequin was almost like the deterioration of a human being. We go through various stages of our life. We're, you know, we're born, we live, you know, we're young, we're young and healthy, we're strong and look good, and then we go into our middle stage of the summer of our life, you know, in the middle. And then we get to a certain point, and then we start to go down, you know, the fall and the winter of our lives. And it kind of reminded, put me in fact, the deterioration of this mannequin of our lives ourselves, how we go, where the mannequin did it in one season, well, it will take us maybe, you know, years to do it. But